Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
It was so long ago that we talked to her about this that I barely even remember it. But you remember Chloe here, who was really kind of bummed out that she got left out of the Christmas tradition of baking cookies with the mother-in-law.
Yeah, she, her mother-in-law and sister-in-law, this is like been going for 5 years now. We get together before Christmas and would have like a little cookie baking, decorating sesh, a cookie making sesh. And she saw photos on social media of her mother-in-law and sister-in-law doing this and was like, where did my invite get lost? So we did a texting tutor with her and her sister-in-law. We felt like the sister-in-law was the best route to go. And her sister-in-law was just pretty much very dismissive about the whole thing, was like, I didn't think it was a big deal. But then made some kind of biting remark towards the end that made us think she was jealous of her and her relationship with her mother-in-law.
Like this tradition was her and her mother's, yeah. Mm-hmm. And now you've got her, you know, now you got Chloe coming in to this real estate that's not hers. So maybe we thought it was something like that. So how did it go? Hey, Chloe, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
All right, anything happen over Christmas or over vacation? I know it was going to be awkward when you guys were all together.
Yeah, so on Christmas Day, I walked into my mother-in-law's house, like, feeling pretty nervous. Wasn't sure how things were going to go, but I wanted to keep it civil. And my sister-in-law greeted me with this, like, really tight, awkward smile. So, you know, awkward start, but at least it wasn't outright hostile. And at dinner, everything came to a head. My mother-in-law brought up the cookies, saying how much fun they had, like, she and my sister-in-law. And my sister-in-law started acting weird, like, very defensive, I'm assuming from our text exchange, and said something like, well, it was nice to have some one-on-one time for a change.
There it is. Mm.
Yeah, so that's why I decided to just address it calmly but directly. So I said, I totally understand wanting one-on-one time, but I was really hurt to be left out, especially since it's something we've always done together. So did I do something to upset you? And like the room got so quiet, you could hear a pin drop, and she hesitated, but my sister-in-law actually opened up and she admitted she's felt like the third wheel for a while because my mother-in-law and I, we have a good bond. So she said it's hard for her because she's always felt like she's had to compete for her mom's attention. So it was honestly a little bit heartbreaking and it makes a lot of sense. So I told her I never meant her to feel that way and that I really value our relationship too. And my mother-in-law chimed in saying she had no idea that my sister-in-law felt this way and, you know, apologized to her for unintentionally leaving her out in the past. And by the end of it, I felt like a huge weight was lifted. We agreed to make cookies together next year and maybe even start a new tradition for just the two of them to have some one-on-one time. So long story short, Christmas was a little bit tense at first, but it ended with everyone on the same page, and hopefully the drama fest of cookies is over.
So, Abby, maybe this whole theory of having mature conversations is taking off this year.
Wow, I'm really, like, spreading the good news of using your big words to express how you feel. And I do think what she said was really mature and vulnerable to admit that mm-hmm. this is how she's felt for a really long time. And I think those feelings are super valid. I mean, as you were explaining it, I was like, yeah, I think everyone has felt that way at some point in their life of like, no matter if it was a parent or like a friend, you always felt like you had to compete to be mm-hmm. close to them, especially if she has a lot of siblings. But I still do feel like it is kind of like, I don't know if personal attack is the right word, like a personal attack on you, but like Christmas cookie making time isn't the only time she can spend close one-on-one time with her mom. Like, why did she have to boot you out of that? Like, why couldn't she have just done something else with her mom to have a little bit more one-on-one time?
Aren't you glad you called because you thought this was going to be a happy ending? And Abby's not going to allow that to happen.
Maybe worse. Yeah.
But you're right. You're 100% right. But it is what it is, and it's all worked out now, and at least you guys are communicating about it now.
Yeah, next year will be better, maybe.
Such a dark start to the year, Abby.
All right, is this dark start because you had to put your foot down with your parents?
I did have to put my foot down with my parents and my mom, I think, a little bit over the break. I, as the people on the internet have allowed me to just have reminded me over and over again, I'm going to be single for a very long time. So people have been trying to set me up, but I really do appreciate the setup because I have come to the mental conclusion, even though I am still on the dating apps, I really just do feel like I'm not going to find my person unless it is in the wild or if it's through other friends. I think I've gone through the dating apps, the whole gamut of it, like I'm just over it. I'm over getting dressed up for 2 hours to go meet a stranger who I'm never going to speak to again. Like I want them to be like pre-vetted, or I want to meet them out in the wild so that when I do go out on a date, I know it's not like a total waste of time. Like maybe it's not going to work out, but at the very least, like I knew it was going to be somewhat worth it going into it.
So you don't have references.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm very open to people setting me up. Like I love a reference. I love it if a friend's like, hey, like my husband knows this guy and he's really cool. Like I love that. And I've been okay with my family setting me up with people until now.
So this is the way that I will remind you, it has been done since the beginning of time, up until there were computers. So it's old as new again.
Yeah, I know. I would love to bring it back. I'm very old fashioned, so I love like the idea of getting together with someone the quote unquote traditional way. And as I said, like I'm very open to being set up, but now my parents and the rest of my family are off limits. So as I mentioned earlier in the show where I talked about how I had to go back to my plastic surgeon to get like a small thing done, I thought it was going to be a very innocuous thing. Thought I was going to be maybe down and out for a couple of hours and I could move on with my life, have the rest of my holiday to enjoy, to go out if I wanted to. And I was down and out for a couple of days. Like I was super swollen, super bruised, super just like, I felt like I had gotten a nose job again after going back to my doctor. And so because of that, I had to miss out on a family trip down to Tampa, which is where the rest of my family lives. My mom and my dad live up in Jacksonville, which is in like Northeast Florida, like South Georgia area. And my aunt, my cousins, my brother, his girlfriend, like they all live in Tampa. So my mom's like, I really want to go down to Tampa and see your brother for a couple of days. It's his birthday. And so I'm like, I would love to go, but I look like a gremlin right now. Like I look like I've just been mugged behind a dive bar. I cannot be seen in person. So my whole family is out and about celebrating my brother's birthday. They went to a Bucks game. They were having so much fun. I was having the worst FOMO. So I have my phone like across the room. Like I don't want to look at anybody's story. I don't want to see them all having fun without me. And so I'm watching Outlander for the seventh time on my couch, you know, wearing the same nasty pair of sweats. My hair hasn't been brushed in days. I'm eating ice cream straight out of the tub. Like it is just full like Hunchback of Notre Dame vibes. Like I am just like this little, I'm just this little gremlin who has not left the house in days. And all of a sudden my phone starts to buzz and it's a call from my cousin's husband's
mom. This isn't totally random. I'm acquainted with her. Like, she's not a total stranger. And I'm assuming, oh, she's out with my family. She's calling me and just wants to, like, say hi or something.
So your cousin's mother-in-law is hitting you up?
Yes, my cousin's mother-in-law is hitting me up. And I'm like, and it's on FaceTime. So I'm like, I'm not answering this. Nope. And so I hit the decline button. I go back to watching Outlander. And then she calls me again. I'm like, oh my God, who died? And why is she calling me on FaceTime? Because now I'm like, if this is an emergency, like, unless she's showing me a dead body, there's no reason for her to call me on FaceTime. So I decline it again. And then a couple minutes later, I get a text from my mom and she goes, Abby, we're out right now with this really cute guy. Like, your cousin's mother-in-law is trying to set you up with. And I go, oh, thank God I didn't answer the phone because I look heinous. Like, I already, like, you know, am mildly a catfish. He's really just going to see, like, the whole thing if I answer the phone right now. So I'm like, oh, thank God I didn't answer it. And she goes, he's going to add you on Instagram and he's probably going to DM you in the next couple of days if you're okay with it. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. So I see that he's already followed me. So I follow him back because he seems like a cool, like, nice dude. And I'm thinking he's going to DM me in the next couple of days. And he DMs me like instantly. I'm like, you're sitting next to my mom at dinner right now and you're DMing me. And I was like kind of excited to open it because I'm like, ooh, a cute boy is like messaging me while I look like a total just toad right now. And I opened the message to see his pickup line. And the first thing that ran through my mind was, I don't think I can ever let my family set me up with a man again. And it has nothing really to do with him specifically. And something that he said that really poked a hole in some of my childhood wounds, he said, and I won't say the name, but like he said, your cousin's husband told me that you're really difficult. And good, oh, lucky for you, I love working out really difficult things.
God, dude,
what the hell kind of story?
And I'm sitting there like, ow. I'm like, first of all, y'all are talking crap about me while I'm not in Tampa. Like, that was my first knee-jerk reaction was you guys are all talking about how difficult I am. And that really, like, poked me the wrong way because I've always kind of felt like the overly emotional cousin or sibling. And I've always gotten a hard time. And I always felt like I was kind of the black sheep of that group. So it was really poking a sensitive spot for me there. So then for him to be like, yeah, I was talking to your cousin's husband and he said you're really difficult, something I'm already insecure about. And so now that they, like, told him that I'm difficult, I'm sitting there like, I don't want to really date somebody who has like a preconceived notion of my reputation with my family.
However, I would have been so nosy to figure out what they were saying. I just would have been like, difficult how?
Well, to lead with that is stupid.
That's what I thought.
How long were y'all talking to where it got to that point of y'all pointing out my flaws? Like, what?
Yeah, right. I'm like, we're starting with that?
It does raise a pretty interesting philosophical debate here, though. Does your family know you in such a way that is reality now? Or have they seen you over... Like, are they... What am I trying to say? Is their perception of the way that you have matured and developed stunted because they still see you young, or do they really know who you are?
Maybe. And I think like there's two sides to every story. So if there's a series of situations that have happened where they see me in this particular light, sometimes they can just hang on to that view of you, even though you have a different perspective on that situation. So while they think I'm difficult, I know the other parts of like certain stories. So you know what I mean? So it was like, it was a real sore spot for me. And I'm sitting there and my immediate thought was, I never want to get with somebody that is better friends with like my side of the family before they get to know me. Like, I want to be able to go into family situations and have them be in my corner. I feel like everyone in family situations, they have their person, they have their partner. When I come into that boxing ring, I want to make sure that we've got the same pair of gloves on rather than them being coached by my mom and the rest of my family.
The Bird Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data, keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The content was so riveting that as I'm walking the streets in Europe, I would stop and I would get on Instagram and I would go to Kristen's story to see how Jimmy's big present was going to turn out and how he was going to react to it.
Yes, because Mom and Dad gifted Jimmy the Burt Show fish tank with three fishies for Christmas.
Our graveyard makes a great, a fish tank graveyard makes a great Christmas present.
The death tank was getting regifted.
Is it hard to sleep at night with all the ghosts of our fishes swimming around your house?
You have no idea.
I sure do miss one, two, and three.
We didn't make that mistake. We made sure to name him as soon as he saw him.
One fish, two fish, blue fish.
So I am notorious for not managing my expectations. It's gotten me in trouble time and time again. And that your expectations never get tested more than when you have a young child. Because if you have expectations for your kid, they will not be met.
As they get older, it's the same philosophy.
Yep.
I assure you.
So, yes, if you don't know the saga of the Burt Show fish tank in 30 seconds or less, the Burt Show took an outing to the North Georgia State Fair, and Jackson and Amber were able to win three goldfish. So the goldfish came back to the Burt Show studio, and they were going to be our mascots, and they were in this tiny tank in the studio, and the engineers are like, get the water out of the studio. So then they go back to the phone screener room where Jackson and Amber and the interns live, and Burt went and got him a big tank so they could be happy. Yeah. So
the engineers say, get them out of that little amount of water. Yeah. So I got more water.
So now these three fair fish are living somewhat happily in this new tank in the Burt Show phone screener room. And one by one, they all die.
Or killed.
Two.
By Amber.
One tried to escape. She over.
Yeah. Jumped into the filter.
One took his own fish life. Another was murdered. So there was a lot of drama when it came to the fish tank. But I distinctly went back there and I asked Fish Daddy, a.k.a. Jackson. Actually, it should be Jackson, a.k.a. Fish Daddy. Not also known as his name. I asked Fish Daddy, hey, is there anything wrong with this tank that all these fish died? And he's like, no, the tank is fine. It's just that we're stupid and we don't know how to keep them alive. And I'm like, perfect. You were going to get new fish for the show, and then you decided to change your mind because we were going on vacation for 2 weeks, and who's going to feed them, right?
Right.
Pretty much.
I'm all for fasting. Here it's healthy, but 2 weeks for a fish, probably not working.
So you gifted me the fish tank so I could give it to Jimmy, right? So I get the fish tank and it's got the filter and it's got the thermometer and the heater and the blue rocks. Blue's Jimmy's favorite color. It's perfect. So
really did look spectacular.
Yeah. So 2 days before Christmas, I go back to the Petco. I get some more like accoutrements for the tank. I get a triceratops skull for them to swim through because Jimmy loves his dinosaurs. And I get all like the little fake plant thingies or whatever.
You ever wonder what a dinosaur looks like to a fish?
Huh.
You ever think of that?
No, I didn't.
Goldfish must have been scared as hell.
Terrified.
I really didn't. So I gave him little places to hide and whatever. And so I set this tank up in the back bedroom and I got the water in it and I got the fish in it. We got three fish, right? Because Jimmy's three. Three is his favorite number because he's three. So we got three fish. And I'm like, We had three last time. We'll see if we can make three a lucky number this time. And so now it's Christmas morning. And again, I had to push my husband to allow me to do this. Because he looked at me, he goes, you can do this, but I am not taking care of that tank and I'm not taking care of those fish.
And you've had fish tanks before? Because for a newbie, they're a hassle. A
lot of work.
They're way more high maintenance than
I didn't have a fish tank. At a fish bowl.
Different. Right. Those are destined to die.
No.
Tanks give them a chance to live. Bowls are like, you're on death row.
Bud and Zima live for 2 years in that fish bowl.
Really?
Wow. Yes.
Damn.
So I felt like I had that history, right? I have a reference. I got a resume. I got a fish resume, man. I kept Bud and Zima alive in high school for 2 years. So I'm like, we're doing this. Jimmy loves underwater sea creatures. He loves going to the aquarium. He's going to love having fishies in his room. So I am trying not to like geek out. I am so excited. I'm like a kid on Christmas because I know tomorrow morning he's going to wake up and he's going to get fishies. Well, Jimmy got sick over Christmas. So he wakes up, he's got this horrible cough and he's in a foul mood. Nobody likes a 3-year-old in a foul mood on Christmas. I'm like, you want to go see what Santa got you? And we go to the tree and there's the Christmas gifts from Santa. I'm like, you want to open your gifts? And this kid looks at me and goes, no, I just want to watch TV.
Oh, man. That's crushy.
And I'm like, imagine. And I'm knowing the fish tank, the blah, 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 is in the back bedroom, right? And I'm like, so I get him to open the stockings and we watch some TV. Then we open up about half the gifts and halfway through, this kid looks at me. He's like, I'm good.
Like, oh man.
I'm like, you don't want to open any more gifts from Santa? He's like, nah, I want some monkey bread.
Dang, how sick does a kid have to be to say, I don't want another present from Santa?
I've never heard of that in my life.
So I pumped him. I'm like, you know what? This is such like, I'm a bad mom and I don't care. I'm like, if I pump him full of sugar and carbs, he will be excited for the fish.
Oh my God.
For about 15 minutes and then he's out.
Right, then he's crashing, right?
So I made my monkey bread and he ate a very healthy helping of monkey bread. We go back to finish opening the Santa gifts. There's one left. I'm like, okay, one more left. You want to open it? Nah.
From the monkey bread.
That's brutal. So I help him open it. And
I think
like,
Bart's behind this. I think he's like, hey, Jimmy.
Yeah.
When mommy asks you if you want to open another present, I'll give you $10 if you say no every time.
Oh, my God.
I was going to say, I thought Bart was maybe just slipping him some Xannies, and he's just like,
and I'm just like, you know, and I'm like, the poor thing's sick, so I'm like, you can't take this personal, Kristen. It's just, this is how the chips, like, this is how the cards fall, whatever. And I'm like, all right, do you want to go on an adventure to find your gift from mama and daddy? And I'm like, all right. And that kind of perked him up a little bit. I go, it's like scavenger. We have to go find it. You have to go listen. Now listen. And so we're walking through the house and we're trying to listen for the gift. And you can slowly hear the fish tank in the back bedroom. Like,
kid's having a fever haze right now. He just wants to step into the light.
You will not accept no for an answer. He's like, how many times do I have to tell you? No.
He did have a fever, bless his heart, for like multiple days. Aww. So then we finally get back there and he like peers around and like, but there's Bart with the camera. And I'm like, if it's good, if it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. It is what it is. He will eventually come to love it. It's, you know what? I can't care about the reaction. He was so excited.
Okay.
He was so pumped. He went right up to that tank. He opened the little window and he said hi to the fishies and he was talking to them. And then it came time to name them. So there's three fish. There's a yellow one, an orange one, and a blue one. And this is what Jimmy decided to name his fish.
Can you tell me your fish's names, please? Who are they?
Orange one is Dasher and the yellow name is Tiger. The bluest name is Judy. The teeth is Angelina.
This is one of those times where you can understand your kid, but nobody else can.
Yes. Plus, he was really sick and stuffed up. So he's like, aww. So the yellow one is Tiger. The orange one is Dinosaur. And the blue one is called Tootie because Jimmy toots all the time.
Okay.
So we have three fish with three names. and they are still alive.
All right. All right. Congratulations.
Well done.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Attaching to this, I had a very similar experience when my son was younger on his birthday, where he did not respond the way Jimmy did. It's in our bonus content this week because it has scarred me for 10 years, and I finally asked him about it a couple of weeks ago, and it was such a different answer than I had anticipated, but you can hear it on our bonus content. You just got to go to thebirdshow.com.
The Bird Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
Zendaya said she almost died while filming Dune Part 2, all because she was afraid of using the bathroom. Now, I got to say, I've seen a couple of clips of Dune. I have not watched the entire thing because it put me to sleep. But
yeah, it's not good.
I feel like it's not the kind of movie you want to put your life on the line for. But she said that she was really afraid of having to constantly use the bathroom because of her costume, that she got really dehydrated.
I had such a fear of, like, peeing myself, honestly, in the still suit on set, because you don't have enough time to get back to the bathroom. And then when you get back to the bathroom, you have to then get your costume off. One day, like, I didn't drink enough and it was super hot. And then I had, like, terrible, like, heat stroke.
Oh, my God.
And went home. But yeah, I remember calling my mom, like, on the bathroom floor, like, I feel terrible. She was like, did you drink water today? And I was like, no. I thought I was being smart. So lesson learned.
If you've never seen Dune, like, they film in the desert. Like, this is not the kind of place you want to mess around with not drinking water. And, it probably worked out the first day, the second day. But, like, by day three, if you're just taking, like, little tiny sips of water, like, you're going to look just as sickly as your co-star, Timothy Chalamet. All right, the Golden Globes were last night. We've been talking about it all day. And we already mentioned Demi Moore's really heartwarming speech about how this is the first time she's won an award in her 45-year career. But there were also some other really awesome speeches that I wanted to give shout-outs to. Specifically, one from director John Chu for Wicked and for Sebastian Stan, because they both gave really heartwarming nods to their parents. You know, you get up and you have to thank everybody and you got to do the whole rigmarole of everyone who's helped you without your career, because who knows when you're going to win this thing again. So John Chu, when he got up to talk about Wicked winning the Cinematic and Box Office Achievement Award, he said that really his parents were a huge inspiration behind his love for The Wizard of Oz and Wicked.
Steven Schwartz, Winnie Holzman, they're geniuses. And all the cast that has helped and the crew for the last 25 years on stage, we love you, thank you, we stand on your shoulders. And my parents came to this country and loved Wizard of Oz. They tell us about the golden yellow brick road and the rainbow, a place over the rainbow that all your dreams come true if you dare to dream it. And so when I'm up here looking at you, living the dream and looking at this beautiful, beautiful cast, it's more beautiful than I ever thought it could be.
It's so sweet. And while he's giving that speech, we've got Ariana Grande's mom out in the audience, and she's taking photos with her iPhone and the camera zooming in on her. It was a really sweet moment. And then Sebastian Stan won Best Male Actor in a Motion Picture for Comedy for A Different Man. And he also gave a really sweet shout out to his parents as well.
Our ignorance and discomfort around disability and disfigurement has to end now. We have to normalize it and continue to expose ourselves to it, and our children encourage acceptance. One way we can do that is by continuing to champion stories that are inclusive. This was not an easy movie to make. Neither is The Apprentice, the other film that I was lucky to be a part of and I'm proud to be in. These are tough subject matters, but these films are real and they're necessary, and we can't be afraid and look away.
Sorry, I pulled the wrong clip for that. That was on me. But he talked about how his parents immigrated from here, and he's a stepdad that took him in and really raised him up and helped him throughout his career and his life. And it was so sweet just seeing people really give the flowers to people who got them to where they are today. Because we see, you know, Sebastian Stan, we see John Chu, like these people who have become A-listers and mega stars in the film industry. But it's also important to remember the people that sacrificed to get them where they are today.
I thought it was a funny part in the Golden Globes, but halfway through, Nikki Glaser was down in amongst the people, and they had a running list or a count chart of who people had thanked, and like cast and crew was on there, mom was on there, God had zero, and then Mario Lopez had one.
So I'm like, yeah, that makes that track. Yeah, so it was a huge night. Massive, massive kudos to everyone who took home an award. And for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Had the most jarring experience on vacation in Europe that was simply because I'm American. And I will tell you what happened. And then I'll get into a couple of different things between Europe and America that I found absolutely fascinating.
Right? Did you take your clothes off on a beach and it wasn't a nude beach?
There was no beach around. It was the middle of the street. It was downtown Madrid. Now, so while we were in Portugal, we hit it just right that soccer is huge. Football is huge in Portugal. It is number one by far, and that is their biggest passion. So we just happened to hit it just right that Amanda and I, my girlfriend and I, were in Portugal for what they call the Lisbon Derby. Now, derbies in Europe are when the two biggest teams in that city play, they call it a derby. So this one was between Sporting Lisbon and Benfica. And these two teams and these two fan bases absolutely loathe each other.
So just so I understand, one city can have more than one team.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so
when you go to like Manchester, you got Manchester City, Manchester United in England.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So for comparison's sake, so it would be like we have the Atlanta Falcons, but then there could be like the Atlanta Hippos.
Sure.
Be like the New York Jets and the New York Giants.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes it that's a much better analogy.
Now in
London. Thank you.
Atlanta Hippos was a choice. Atlanta Hippos is just me when I'm down on the Beltline munching from restaurant to restaurant.
If you look at like the English Premier League, there must be 5, 6, 7 teams that are just in London itself.
Okay. Gotcha.
So anyway, this is a derby where the two biggest teams are playing. And I'm a soccer fan. Amanda is a soccer fan also. So we're like, let's experience this excitement. And she has never been to an international match before. So I'm like, oh, you have got to experience this. While Atlanta United is fantastic, going into a country and seeing the two rival teams play is just next level. It is exciting. They are chanting. There are fights breaking out. I've told you guys before that the opposing fans have to be bussed in with security all around them, and they're only allowed to go into one gate and sit in one section to keep everybody away from
each
other.
Crazy.
That's how crazy it is, right?
I have no desire to attend a game like that.
They're awesome. It's so much fun.
That level of animosity, I'm going to pass.
We like to call it passion.
Oh, okay. One person's passion is another person's animosity.
So this match happened to be played in Sporting Lisbon's stadium. the way the stadium is set up, it's different than it is here. So as you're walking around the stadium, the bars are sort of underneath the stadium, yet you're not in, you haven't yet entered the stadium. So you can walk from gate to gate and go to these bars again that are underneath the stadium, but you haven't entered the stadium yet.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. There are also parking garages there also. So as you're going from bar to bar outside the stadium, you're also walking around parking garages. So as we're walking from bar to bar, we hear an explosion. A loud explosion. It sounds like a bomb to Amanda and I. From America, we are freaked out.
I bet.
Totally and completely freaked out. We got our head on a swivel. Where is that coming from? Why is nobody hitting the ground? Nobody is even noticing it there. Nothing at all. And we are totally and completely freaked out.
So you're just taking your cues from everybody surrounding you, and no, nobody is freaking out.
No, we're not taking our cues at all. We're very freaked out. Everybody seems so incredibly calm, and it's happening more than once. As we're walking around the stadium, this bomb sound is going off. It's almost as though a big old one of those steel trash storage bins is being dropped. It's that loud. People started to tell us that these are happening inside the parking garages, but they're just loud firecrackers. And they sound like bombs, but they are so used to it that nobody even thinks that it's a terrorist attack or anything bad is happening at all.
Really?
Wow. That's
then crazy. We get inside the stadium. And by the way,
that would never fly here.
It would never fly here. And here's something else that wouldn't fly. Two other things that wouldn't fly here. As we're walking into the stadium, there's no security. They're checking you for tickets, but there is no metal detectors. Nobody's patting you down. Nothing. You just walk right in the stadium.
What?
That's the difference between Portugal and America. We got past the ticket person, and then we were expecting to get patted down or go through security, and there was nothing. We were in the stadium. When we get in there during the match, the same loud bomb sounds, and now flares are going off in the stands inside the stadium. Huge red flares and huge, this is for Benfica, that's their color. So in their section, they brought red flares in, and it looks like there's a fire going on in their section. And then on the other side of the stadium, Sporting Lisbon is green, their flares and bomb-like sounds are going off also. Smoke all over the stadium.
So live fireworks inside the stadium.
Inside the stadium, you guys.
It's just normal for them.
Normal. Nobody looking twice at it. That's just how they do life there inside of a football match. That's the first thing.
Wow.
Second thing is, let's talk about the one thing that we do have right that maybe they don't in Europe. The amount of smoking that goes on in Europe is crazy. I looked it up. The amount of people that smoke in our country is about 11%. In Spain, where it was really getting to me, it's 23%. And you could totally tell a difference. I mean, you can't go anywhere outside without inhaling somebody's secondhand smoke. And it does change. You've been to Europe, so you know. It's everywhere.
I mean, that was the first. I mean, not the first thing I noticed, but that was one of the biggest things I noticed walking around the streets of London. I'm like, this city looks like a cleaner New York, but it doesn't smell like it. Like, you're walking around, and it's just like you're inhaling puffs of smoke that I was like, do I need to get my lungs checked? I feel like I need to do a detox. It's really intense.
It's awful, right? And their life expectancy in most of the countries in Europe are higher than the United States. I looked it up. I'm like, how is this even possible that everybody's smoking so much and they're outliving us? So I guess it's the food and the chemicals and all that, whatever, all right? The third thing I know you guys will be invested in because it has everything to do with food. So the one thing that you won't get in Europe, at least the countries that I've been to, they never ever, they don't care how long you sit at a table. You can be there for as long as you want. There is no turning of tables in Europe. So you get there and you're eating. They'll come by. They'll help out. They will never say, here's your check. They never present it to you. You have to ask them specifically to bring you your check, or you will sit there all night long, which is really kind of awesome.
I love that.
Hollis and I, when we were in Portugal, we had reservations. Last minute, I found reservations for Christmas night. And when I made the reservation, they said, okay, we've got between 7 and 10. And I said, okay, 8:30 sounds great. And they said, no, it's between 7 and 10.
You have a 3-hour window to eat.
You just go whenever you want. You go whenever you want and you sit there. That table is yours for 3 hours, which is crazy to me. Again, they're not turning tables.
Yeah, because they enjoy their time.
They enjoy their time together, and they don't want you rushed. And the last thing also is when we were on a walking tour, Amanda and I were in Spain. We were walking through Madrid, and some of these buildings are hundreds and hundreds of years old. And our tour guide points out the oldest building in Madrid. And we're like, oh, my God, it's beautiful, this architecture. And it is literally attached to a Taco Bell. Right next door, they share a wall with a Taco Bell. And I'm like, what an American eyesore. So there's a Kentucky Fried Chicken over here. There's a McDonald's over here. There's a freaking Popeyes around the corner also. And there are Taco Bells. And she was talking to us about McDonald's, how people love McDonald's. And Amanda made the comment that while we were driving around, we didn't see any drive-thrus. And our tour guide literally said to us, drive-through? What do you mean? Like, you pull your car up and they give you your food and you eat your food in the car wherever you're going. She looked at us like we had 9 heads. What do you mean you eat your food in the car? What do you mean you don't sit down with your family and eat? Not even a thing in Europe.
Really?
At least in
Spain. That's
fascinating. Wow.
It was absolutely fascinating, the difference between the two countries when it comes to food and really spending time with family and making that part of like your everyday experience, but bonding with your family.
Well, it makes sense because America is like go, 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 and, you know, burnout culture, and you don't take advantage of your vacation days, where Europe is like, no, we're going to sit down. We're going to take naps. Right? We're going to take siestas.
Yes, they do.
We're going to.
In the middle of the day. Because they're taking a nap.
The Bird Show.
The Golden Globes are not the awards you should be talking about today. It's the Bird Show End of the Year Awards, hosted by Rebecca.
Yeah. Forget the Golden Globes. It's time for the best of the best of the Bird Show 2024.
And unlike the Golden Globes, we picked a woman to host out the gate. Thank you very much.
So ahead of the curve on this.
Snaps to that. 2024 was an incredible year for Bert Show content. Everyone give themselves a little pat on the back. Good job. Good job. Bert Show fam.
That actually sounded like some of the applause from the Golden Globes last night.
Bert Show fam definitely agreed, because listeners submitted their favorite segments of 2024 and then voted in 5 different categories to choose the best of the best of the Bert Show 2024. Those votes are in, and I have the winners. The first category was biggest WTF moment. In the running was Abby thinks Robin Williams is a secret sad boy.
And he was. What about him?
I told you before, not a secret.
It was exposed eventually that he was.
That's funny.
Her stepdad is cheating on her mom with her mom's BFF. Kaylee attends a wedding for cats.
I forgot about how funny
that was.
And Kristen shares the dark side of dressing rooms. And the winner is Kaylee attends a wedding for cats.
Hey. My wife tells me typically what needs to be done as far as like scheduling. Mm-hmm. She's like, you have to take Max, my daughter, to this wedding. And I'm like, what are you talking about? A wedding? Like, whose wedding?
I've never heard of anybody addressing an invitation to a 7-year-old.
Who's getting
my daughter's friend? I haven't even gotten to the worst part of this yet.
She's getting married.
Is this a child bride situation?
There's no child getting married. It's a damn cat. The cat is getting married. It is a cat wedding. I'm driving to a destination cat wedding.
I thought it couldn't get more.
That's what I'm saying.
The whole, everything in my life is spinning mad.
This makes sense to me.
The hell.
If I stay single another year, I'm going to be having a cat wedding pretty soon. Kaylee to my cat. Kaylee, do we know? Are they still happily married?
I hope they're dead.
not the acceptance speech we were looking for.
But thank you all for voting me number one.
Here are the nominations for Biggest Burt Show Plot Twist. The full story of Abby's London love saga.
That better win. Yeah, TBT.
Producer Jackson goes off script in a corny joke-off. Mo is considering marriage to appease his family. Mm-hmm. Who murdered Abby's Tamagotchi? And the winner of Biggest Burt Show Plot Twist is Abby's London love saga.
Yeah. That was the favorite.
So now we go to a different bar, and it's going really well until...
Oh, no.
This is where it turns. I think one of the things that was so endearing about him was when we first went out, it was like, if we were in a crowd, he was looking out for me. If someone stepped on my toe, he was going to say something about it. Like, it was very, like, protective energy, and now I'm, like, feeling like it's not headed that way. He's still being kind of grabby, and I'm starting to feel a little icky. Like, I can just feel his hands on me, and it doesn't feel good. And so he comes back, and he looks at me, and he goes, "You didn't get me a beer." And he goes, "But you're getting this round." Whoa, and I'm like...
What?
No, I'm not. I don't need one. He slams the card reader down, and I flinch. And I didn't even take a beat. And I took off and I didn't look back.
Thank God you dodged a bullet.
Mm-hmm. You really handled it really well.
You really dodged a bullet.
I know your story. You wanted it to end with a positive thing so you could give people hope and love. But I think you've given people something more powerful. You've given people the power to trust themselves.
I won, but did I really?
The next category was tight competition. These are the nominations for funniest segment. Producers Rebecca and Jackson debate Moo Dang versus Pesto. The Burt Show takes on the Ice Bucket Challenge. The Burt Show Youth Group takes over. Abby got ghosted and it's all her fault.
That could be any segment.
And the funniest segment of 2024 was... The Burt Show takes on the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Ah, the cold plunge.
Okay, I'm in the tub.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how bad?
Probably like an 8.
She's breathing.
Starting to lose feeling in my left arm.
All right, Mo is getting in. The timer has started.
How you doing, man?
I'm not doing well. I got to think of something hot. Give me something hot, Tommy. Fire and desire.
All right, Kristen.
1, 2, 3.
She's stepping in.
There you
she's
go. In.
She's going down. She's going down. She's already shaking.
You're doing great.
Love, candy, Avery. What the hell, Mo?
We have Bert Weiss downstairs.
Hang on, he's meditating. I'm going to try something. Give Tommy a raise. Tommy a raise.
What did you say, Bert?
I got him. Ladies and gentlemen, the winner.
It was 100% not worth it.
I still haven't been able to find my D.
You frisked it all to be
I was
D,
in
man.
There a long time.
What was the grand total you were in there again?
I don't. What was it? Was it 7 minutes?
I
think it was, yeah.
Seven minutes.
That was really like that. Stupid of you.
It really was, but it was one of my proudest moments of 2024.
Yeah, I will never forget it.
So this next one was near and dear to my heart. Here are the nominations for most heartwarming segment. We came together to spread Christmas cheer for Cassie. Producer Rebecca announces clear scans. Woo-hoo! Bert found his ex-wife, her soulmate. The Bert Show Breaking and Entering helps a family in need. And the winner of the Bert Show's most heartwarming segment of 2024 is... Producer Rebecca announces clear scans. Pretty difficult to explain how scary scans are to someone who has never been through this. That scan was last week. I got the call this Monday, and I had my follow-ups with my doctors yesterday, and I can officially announce that my scans are clear. There's no evidence of disease in my body.
Wow.
Yeah, that would have been really jacked up if that one hadn't won.
I'd like to thank cancer and my doctors for getting rid of it. Okay, finally, it's the Burt Show's biggest bless your heart moment in the running. Was Abby doesn't know what happens to balloons.
I forgot how great that was. I forgot we even did that segment.
Messy Mikey uses a map for the first time. Bert forgot about the gift he bought on Ambien.
That was wild.
That is good.
And Bert crashed the boat over vacation.
I got two nominations.
You better have won.
The winner is... Bert crashed the boat.
So for my birthday, Kristen and Bart got a Airbnb lake house. Mm-hmm. Bart rented a pontoon boat. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know how to pilot one. I have piloted one in open water. Just I pulled it out okay. But when I was making my little U-turn, I throttled down fast, and the boat went right into the marina. It went right into a slip.
He uprooted the dock.
Tommy sent us the video. We just got the security video of this whole scene.
Play. Here he goes towards the dock.
I literally hit the dock, and the dude looked up and goes, "Damn, Burt Show." It was a beautiful year.
It really was.
A really beautiful year. Thank you for your votes.
Congratulations.
Thank you to everybody who listened. Thank you to everybody who voted. And we promise to be just as stupid in 2025.
It's the Burt Show.
It's the Burt Show.